Bonus Productions presents All Is Forgiven, an episodic musical podcast written by Serene Dominic. Episode 2, The Nay Divorcee. For 2 years, witness protection program mob informant Vic Mastarone led a quiet, nondescript existence in Sunny Slope, Arizona, and ran his nondescript paint store without incident. This anonymity was achieved through a combination of heartbreak over his wife Angie and son Nikki not relocating with him, and an almost allergic reaction to having fun he developed since becoming a Phoenician. It is perhaps his curse that the only person he talks to regularly is Nathan, the paint store's assistant manager, a guy many years his junior, who is always trying to draw Vic out of his reclusive shell. It's another Tuesday night, and Vic is once again in front of his V8 Handycam, talking to it for company, while still trying to film A Living Will.
Let's try that again.
Action! My name is Vittorio Giacomo Mastarone, and this is my last will and testament. When you finally receive this video from my lawyer, Hervin Cancinato, I will be dead or in some other condition not of my choosing. I want to make sure with this legally binding living will that my loved ones are taken care of and what's left of my earthly possessions are evenly spread out. And as a side benefit, I hope to extend a hearty middle finger from the afterworld to all those who are looking to kill me now! Maybe I should edit that out. After all, when you're dead, you don't care about nothing no more. Anyone who's seen Our Town knows that. To my loving son, Nikki, who looks suspiciously like my brother Carmine, I want you to know that even though opinions have differed about your lineage over the years, I accept you unquestioningly as my own flesh and blood. I love you, son. To you, I leave my classic car collection, the two Audis in the AMC Gremlin, and the beach condo in Montauk. Oh yeah, and my oyster bamboo fly fishing rod. Because like the saying goes, give a kid a fish and you feed him for a day. But give a kid a fishing pole, he can go get his own fucking fish himself. Anyhow, I'm dead. How am I gonna give you a fish now without creeping you out? We never did much fishing. I always hoped we could be like Andy and Opie. Instead, we turned out more like that shitty Cats in the Cradle song.
Just then, the doorbell rings. Vic looks through the peephole and sees it is Nathaniel, the assistant manager at the paint store, a young man in his 20s, reasonably likable and too full of life for a curmudgeon's liking.
Detroit!
Why do you keep calling me that, Vic?
I told you! It's good old reliable Nathan Detroit!
And that was what again?
You know, Sinatra's character in Guys and Dolls. Is none of this ringing a bell?
All bells are off. Honestly, Vic, with all your prehistoric reference points, you should walk around with a syllabus around your neck.
Hey, so I heard some commotion in here. Who was the Hermit of Sunny Slope talking to here just before I came in?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. Tawagata V8 Handycam, meet Nathan.
Dude, you really need to get laid. And pronto.
What's a little cordiality between man and machine?
Hey, Vic, you know, it's none of my business, but you've been divorced for 2 years. You're off the chain. I'm gonna seek out a soulmate, if only to prove you, well, have one.
Soul? I what are you talking about? I still have a soul.
Well, we can put it up to debate if we round up some of the more talkative appliances around here. Look, I know you still love your ex, but it's time to chérir la femme, as they say in French, I think.
I don't know. How am I gonna meet women? I can't meet women at the laundromat. I got a washing machine. So where does that leave me?
Home alone, like Kevin McAllister?
Now who's with the arcane references? Who's that? The fucking kid that jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge?
I don't know. Well, anyway, look. I came to invite you to check out this new place over on Hatcher. The Silver Pony. They got line dancing Tuesday nights for people who can't dance and don't actually want to learn. I can get some cougar action for myself, and you can rope in a filly of equal or lesser value. Come on, it'll be fun. Come on.
Wait. If I'm thinking of skewing younger, and you're thinking of skewing older, what if we find a cougar that we both want to date? That's going to be problematic.
Yeah, you're right. We'll need a signal. How about the terrier is merrier in the carrier?
What?
The terrier is merrier in the carrier.
How about I saw her first? Fuck off!
That'll work.
Looking for some silver pony action. Salty mademoiselle. In a five-star hotel. Feeling of sexual dissatisfaction. The hubby doesn't touch. It's the Atlas Supply.
What happened to Charlene? I thought you were getting serious.
Nah, her ex-boyfriend came back into the picture and threatened to kill himself if she didn't get back together with him. A guy willing to ginsu himself for a chick? How are you supposed to compete with that?
You can't compete with that. You gotta fold.
I mean, it's a pretty thin line between being committed and being committed.
I'm going to forget you said that, and if there are no more Yogi Berra-isms, I'm going to head off to bed.
Wait, you're not coming?
Nah, I'm not really in the mood tonight. You could have the whole stud farm for yourself. But report back to me, maybe I could psych myself up for the next time. And don't forget the breakfast burritos tomorrow, it's your turn.
Hey, why don't we do Taco Tuesdays anymore?
Because there's no day that starts with a letter B. And I'd like a breakfast burrito in spite of that. I hope I don't have to explain this again.
I'll accept that answer. Maybe we can move it to Thursday. No, that would ruin Thirsty Thursday. Okay, I guess cooler heads will have to prevail. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you, Nathan. Have fun.
Vic walks over to his makeshift shrine he maintains for his ex-wife, Angie, an old vanity with cut-out pictures of her hung all around the mirror. He makes himself another old-fashioned, his fifth of the night, and it isn't long before the bourbon, bitters, and memories begin to spill and sloppy inebriation takes hold. He hears Angie's voice as if she was in the next room, and if that room were the Luray Caverns.
You never could hold your liquor.
Angie? Is that you?
Of course not. It's your pathetic little shrine of me talking to you. So this is the infamous split-level home in Sunny Slope. Glad I exercised my power of veto over this dump.
Angie, is it really you?
Vic, why are you looking at me like I'm some kind of ghost? I'm not dead. I'm just in the Bronx.
Well, you're dead to me. That's what I should say. But I'm not really talking to you, am I?
No, I'm yet another manifestation of your psyche to keep you from talking to yourself and talking to that stupid fucking video camera. Look around you, Vic. This is where all your dead-end ideas got you. A creepy old house with some piece of shit gold-leaf furniture.
Hey, that was a gift from my mother.
And your grandmother re-gifted it to her. Seriously, why don't you get rid of this Magnavox stereo console? It's so goddamn heavy. You need 3 Arnold Schwarzeneggers on call just to vacuum underneath it.
It's got serious sentimental value. I first saw color TV on this thing. I'll never forget seeing the blue smoke come out of the guns on Bonanza.
Yeah, but the TV hasn't worked since the Reagan administration.
I could say the same thing about you.
Touché. Ooh, we got us a Gore Vidal here.
Anyway, the stereo still works.
With the record collection you've accumulated, it's not doing you any favors. Look at some of this shit. Jimmy Roselli sings Italian favorites. Jimmy Roselli sings more Italian favorites. Jimmy Roselli sings Love Italian.
Yeah, all right, dude. Watch what you say about Jimmy Roselli. The man is a saint. He gave me my first big break in show business.
Yeah, he introduced you to Fat Alfonso, and you played every clam house on the East Coast. Some big break. How many people got whacked while listening to you sing, huh?
Let's not talk about that right now.
You're the one controlling all the chit-chat, Mr. Imagination. What else have you got here? Some Sergio Franchi? Jerry Vale? Mussolini? I didn't know he could sing.
Ah, no, that's just the record of his speeches. My old man used to put it on when he'd get homesick and then he'd beat us. I think he's also got the best of Pope Pius III in there.
It's crap. Hey, as long as you're ruminating over your failures, that little disco group of yours, what were they called? Testosterone. That's it. And what was that song they recorded called? Oh, yeah, also called Testosterone. I mean, what a stupid idea. The Bee Gees never sang a song called The Bee Gees.
Well, I used to love the way I sang. Anyhow, it sold a fair amount.
Remember that Disco Sucks rally at Kaminsky Park, where they brought a whole bunch of disco records to blow up? Don't you think it's suspicious that the biggest sales figures were in Chicago that week? Fat Alfonso bought 4,000 copies at cost and donated them so fans could blow them up for free.
Now, where did you hear that?
Your brother Carmine told me that, and I believe him.
Answer me one thing, Angie. My brother Carmine. You didn't fuck him, did you? Angie!
Goodbye, Vic.
Angie, don't leave me with a dangling question.
Is that what's dangling? And here I thought it was you were just happy to see me. Goodbye, Vic. Goodbye.
Angie! Did you fuck my brother? Angie! Come back! Come back! I guess it doesn't matter. Jeez, Angie. I wish I still didn't.
If there was a series of words to describe the way I feel for her inside, don't you think I would have used them on her already? And if I had the power to sway to stay with me in the lap of poverty, I'd touch it all over me, she'd be my one and only steady. Oh, a kiss has taken all the breath from me, the only life I have left for me. I love her with such intensity, a silence at that propensity. If I were to bow and jet effect, then she would lose all of her respect for me. What do I gotta prove that that's my girl? We had a love that couldn't last. It burned too hard, it burned too fast. And now it's in a rearview mirror. Listen, every once in a while she misses me and all my dependability, but she dismisses me when I get too near. Oh, there's only one need to me, yeah. She pitches the ball and I'm in the tank. She's my Ava and I'm a Frank. She doesn't have to say please or thank. She levels the field like a
to be my successor, but she just won't set me free.
She's the biggest slice of my pie chart, the one woman I cannot smart. She mixes me up like I'm squeezing up. I'm exposed, no camouflage. More like a model and less than a god. I'm like a Jesus with a 3D heart. The clothes are burst right through my shirt. That's kind of good.
Forgiven will return after a word from our sponsor.
Hi, it's Katie Sagal. Don't bring that old wreck down to your auto repair anymore. And don't park it on your lawn like some rusty old sculpture. I'm sure there are a lot of memories in these cars. But when it's time to part ways, you want to know you're doing something good. If you've got an old car you need to get rid of, donate it to the National Kidney Foundation. They'll pick it up and use it to help save lives. It's tax deductible and it's free. It doesn't even have to run. And yes, of course, they take motorcycles, too.
Hello, this is Serene Dominic. I hope you're enjoying this presentation of All Is Forgiven. In these difficult days we're all facing because of the pandemic, we find ourselves cooped up with our furry little pooches. And since you can't go to the dog park, if you're looking for something to make their tails wag, gather them around the computer or your entertainment center and watch LeashTV.com. That's right, Townsley. Now you can have Fido-friendly programming on demand as LeashTV.com streams tail-wagging entertainment for your faithful pup on your computer 24/7, 365 days a year. LeashTV.com. Since we're all going to the dogs, we might as well keep them entertained. Thank you.
We now return you to All Is Forgiven. Vic passes out, overcome from drink and his Angie apparition. When Nathan arrives at the paint store the next morning, Vic is attempting to mix semi-gloss paint as quietly as he can.
Morning, boss.
Morning, Nathan. Did you bring the breakfast burritos?
Fresh from Haliburtos.
No, it's gotta be Filiburtos. Haliburtos is a heart attack wrapped in a lard-soaked tortilla. Filiburtos is more like a slow, drawn-out cardiac arrest waiting to happen.
You still want the green sauce, Mr. Healthy Heart?
Naturally. Yeah, give me that. So did you have fun last night?
Well, sorta. I think I got it mixed up with a new place in Peoria. Turns out it was a transsexual bar. On the plus side, I do have the swell line dancing trophy to display.
Oh, nice. Put it over there by the paint shaker. It's probably best that I didn't go with you last night. I don't have my dating face yet.
But you do have a secret admirer, which is more than I can say.
What? What secret admirer?
The one that keeps leaving flirty post-it notes on your car. I know who you are, I know where you work. It's definitely a lady's handwriting. You know who I think it is?
Who?
That Mrs. Novotny. She's sweet on you. And nobody needs that much eggshell white.
She's 82 years old. Remember, I told you I wanted to skew a little younger, you know, with less congenital warts.
I thought Mrs. Novotny was at least ballpark.
Yeah, rule of thumb is if she's too much cougar for you, she's probably too old for me also.
How cute! Someone's leaving you notes. Wait, maybe you got a stalker.
Yeah.
Hopefully not the boil the rabbit variety of crazy. Just enough of a manic pixie dream girl to, you know, get you to embrace life a little bit before you ask her to stop saying la-di-da so much.
Just then, Shanabella comes in. She is an attractive and outrageously dressed black woman. She has thigh-high lime green boots and not much else. After all, it's August and this is Arizona.
Boss, this made me more manic pixie dream girl than you can handle.
Nathan, we got about 3,000 gallons of base paint in the back that's going to need inventorying one of these days. Why don't you get started? I'll handle this.
Only if I can watch.
Can I help you, ma'am?
You certainly may. I need 2 gallons of green glow-in-the-dark fluorescent paint. It's for a room with black lights. I need to accentuate some trim.
Oh, we have several ultraviolet green paints to choose from, ma'am. Chartreuse, neon green, and something they call parrot chest.
Really?
Them pretty much variations of the same theme.
It needs to match this.
Shanabella plops her curvaceous leg so her left thigh high green boot is spread across the counter like a projectile aimed straight for Vic's heart. She's not trying to be flirtatious, but flirting of a sort ensues nonetheless.
I think I got that exact shade. Let me pull out the sample book. Ugh, let's see. Yeah, it's a dead ringer for your foot gear. Here, avocado green.
Uh-huh.
The avocado lobby is very forceful in this state.
I'll keep that in mind.
So you work around here?
At the coop, just off the Black Canyon.
Yeah, that place where the old Sizzler used to be. Yeah, yeah. Do you know a gal named Darla that dances there?
Like, Darla of the Little Rascals?
Now, how does someone as young as you know something as old as Darla from the Little Rascals?
Please. I grew up in Alabama where a superstation reran that racist show every day of my childhood. Played every one of them till the last sprocket burned through. Nah, no Darla at the coop. And thus our stage name is Chantilly. Did you ever go see her dance?
Nah, I was newly divorced at the time. Sparkly vulvas thrust in my face would have depressed the shit out of me.
And now?
Now I'm evolving, as it were.
You're a funny one. Not hilarious funny. More like deadpan Jackie Vernon funny.
My God, you know who Jackie Vernon is?
Ed Sullivan reruns. What can I say? If your period of mourning is over, come to the coop as my guest and I will guarantee you get VIP treatment. Here, I want you to have these.
What's this?
They're bird bucks. If you come to the coop, each one entitles you to a free exploratory dance.
Well, if I could pull myself away from the hermitage, I just may pay you a visit. And to reciprocate, I'd like to give you this. A free drop cloth, a $10.99 value. Not as much as your bird bucks are worth. I tell you what, here, take another 2.
Oh, thank you kindly. When you come to the coop, ask for me personally. My name is Shanabella. Shanabella Heisner.
Ah, Shanabella. All right, I am going to do that. I'll ask for you.
And your name is?
Jay. It's Jay Hawkins.
Like Screaming Jay Hawkins?
See, I told them it was a ridiculous name.
Told who?
I told my parents. I want them to be named Bobby. Now, how does a young, sweet girl like you know about Screaming Jay Hawkins?
Please, I'm not as thoroughly modern Millie as all that.
When I was a baby, just a speck, barely alive, beneath my fragile little chest, there beat a heart of 55. When my friends played their Nintendo, I preferred a ball and jacks. When they ditched CDs for MP3s, I stuck with shellacks. Oh, I know it's hard to believe someone as vibrant as me. Oh, don't read me wrong. Since the day I learned to crawl, I've cocaine and ecstasy. I finally broke down and I tried that Bigelow sleepy time tea. And when my friend Macarena and I stayed true to the turkey trot,
Who is this mysterious new woman in Vic Mastarone's life? Is she really an old soul at heart, or a new associate of the Delmonico and Volante crime families trying to draw Vic out of the shadows for a clearer shot? Will Shanabella, with her archaic knowledge of Borscht Belt comedians and Mack Sennett two-reelers, be the downfall of Vic Mastarone? We will learn more about this femme, fatale or otherwise, in the next exciting installment of All Is Forgiven. All Is Forgiven is a Serene Dominic Onus production. The part of Vic was played by Serene Dominic. The part of Nathan was played by Andrew Jemczak. The part of Angie was played by Kristen Sagow. The part of Shanabella was played by Dana Donovan. The original cast album of All Is Forgiven is available for download on onusrecords.bandcamp.com and onusrecords.com. Shanabella's songs performed by Jude Jahad. Music produced by Steve Acetta and Serene Dominic. Fashions by Bonneville 5000. This is your announcer, Peter Gilstrap, speaking.